Well, today is the 25th anniversary of the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska's Prince William Sound, the worst spill in North American history. 11 million gallons of crude poured into pristine waters. Scientists counted 22 dead whales, 1,000 otters, hundreds of seals and eagles. Salmon and herring egg destruction was estimated in the billions. Exxon paid out $287 million in compensatory damages. And then in 1994, a jury ordered the company to pay an additional $2.5 billion in punitive damages. Exxon appealed that all the way to the Supreme Court, which in 2008 cut the original damages down to $500 million for 32,000 commercial fishermen, food processors, and Alaska natives whose livelihood had been damaged. And according to our next guest, when the dust settled, that amounted to a good day fishing. Dune Lankard is a lifelong resident of Cordova, Alaska, one of the hardest hit towns. He's also an Alaskan native, an Eyak of the Eagle Clan. Like most, he was a fisherman, but after the spill, herring licenses were so worthless, they fell from $300,000 to $15,000. He became an activist, a founder of the Eyak Preservation Council, and Dune joins us now. And Dune, you say the first reaction from the CEO of your native corporation was to tell everyone, fishing is gone, so let's switch to clear cutting. But you convinced them that that would be losing not one, but two things?
Yeah, I knew that we would end up like California, Oregon, or Washington, where a lot of the permit holders in our region now come from that region. And when I traveled and started meeting with a lot of these folks, I'd found that in their off season from fishing, they would log the lands. So they would wipe themselves out of two industries, out of logging and fishing.
Yeah. Are there any more good days of fishing?
Salmon have not fully come back, but we have five of the largest hatcheries in the world. And so the numbers of salmon that are returning are in great numbers, but, you know, they're still not the wild runs that I grew up fishing. And there's hardly any herring in the region at all. Herring was 50% of our annual income, which was, you know, a pretty healthy hit for the community of Cordova.
Where is the status of your people now? How many EACs are there? And have younger people left the area over the 25 years because initially the fishing just wasn't there?
You know, most of us made our living from the ocean. And, you know, if you look at the tribe, the Eyak people ourselves, there's only about 150, 160 of us alive right now. In Cordova, there was as many as 30 to 40 that still came back every time the fish would come home. And then when there was no money to be made and fisheries basically disappeared and, you know, our prices plummeted down to about a nickel to 10 cents a pound, you know, a lot of folks just couldn't make a living. And so a lot of folks moved away. And there was more than just an oil spill. It impacted marriages. You know, there was divorces. There was fishing cooperatives, like we'd have three to five different fishermen in one little cooperative group that worked together. They all broke up. There was more drug and alcohol abuse, suicides, a lot of despair. And basically what happened is, you know, a lot of people in America, they talk about the American dream. Well, we had an Alaskan dream, and that dream was intact for several thousand years. And our relationship was with that land and sea and all of those animals and seasons of animals that we harvested both for subsistence and commercial fishing. And so when that was disrupted, that fabric of our way of life and our Alaskan dream was also stolen from us.
What do you worry about now?
Right now there's more development plans. For Cordova, for example, they want to build a deep water port in the name of oil spill response. And we really believe that the emphasis on building a spill port is really turning Cordova into a port city in our fishing industry replaced with cruise ships, because Cordova is one of the last Wild West communities on the planet that's still thriving. And you can still make a living from the fishing way of life. Like, for example, we're the eighth leading seafood port in poundage harvested and the fifth in dollars made in America. Why would you ever want to disrupt anything like that? You should be enhancing it and complementing, not trying to take it away.
And do you worry now that people have forgotten about Exxon Valdez?
I don't know if they've forgotten it, but I think the worst thing that's happened is people haven't learned the lesson. Like, for example, the number one response to any oil spill around the world is dispersants, is like in the BP spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. They spewed 2 million gallons of Corexit, which is more damaging to the environment than the oil spill itself, because it's like dumping carburetor fluid in the water. And so dispersants, bioremediation, using hot water washes that kills all the enzymes and all the organisms on in the tidal zone, that they found that that wasn't the best thing that we could have done. So the best thing we can do is prevent oil spills from happening in the first place. Another example is, you know, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. It's getting old.
The Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, built to last 30 years, about 35 years ago.
Yes, over 30 years old. It's already springing leaks. More and more oil spills are going to happen from it. And so we need to start thinking outside of the pipe. Probably one of the best things that pipeline could be used for is they could get the Exxon shareholders to clean it out and then start running water through it. You know, so many towns in America, having trouble with water issues. And we have some of the most incredible water in the world in Alaska. And when Wally Hickel was in office, when he was the governor, that was one of his ideas. And even though he was a little bit out there, that was probably one of his better ideas.
Dune Lankard, a lifelong resident of Cordova, Alaska, also a member of the EAC Alaska Eagle Clam, commenting on the Exxon Valdez spill 25 years ago. Dune, thank you.
Thank you.